morning, ladies and gentlemen. We've invited first class. Now we're inviting executive platinum, emerald, sapphire.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome back Lee Harris. How are you?
Oh, very good. Thanks, Rhea. Yeah, all good here. So how about yourself?
Good, good. And I should say the nettlesome Lee Harris.
Was that mettlesome?
Nettle.
Or nettlesome?
Nettle, with an N.
Oh, okay. I was going to say mettlesome. I was thinking I was like Wolverine or somebody.
No, with an N, with an N. Okay. And I'm sure you will look that up later.
I will, because I have no idea what that means.
I love that. And I have to mention that Crew Travel is brought to you weekly by Blue Marine Travel, who haven't lost a passenger since Lee Harris and I were born back in the late 1900s. I'm never going to get a date, am
I? Top job. Yes, spot on. Not saying that, no. It sounds like you've been dug up.
It's all good. It's all good. Married to my work. Right. So the world of travel, everything is good news. It's all looking up. That's great and exciting, except for I still can't go to FLIBS. So that bit, I'm blaming you. What's going on in Australia?
Yeah, really good news, actually. It's going to be quite long and in-depth. I do apologize, but it is extremely important. So Australia's ban on international travel is set to be lifted a month earlier than expected now in November. The New South Wales border will be the first to reopen for Australia after 18 months as part of a plan to relax restrictions for states that reached 80% COVID vaccination rates. Commercial flights out of the country will resume for vaccinated Australians at the same time. Australian national carrier Qantas is to bring forward its international restart to November 14th with free weekly return flights between Sydney and London and free weekly return flights between Sydney and Los Angeles. Now, fully vaccinated Australians and permanent residents arriving in New South Wales will be able to home quarantine for a week instead of paying thousands to quarantine at a hotel for a fortnight. This is pending the success of the state's home quarantine trial, which is currently ongoing. Now, the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, has said that the government will also consider quarantine-free travel between some countries, such as New Zealand, as they have done previously this year, but only when it's safe to do so. So they've not put a date in place for that just yet. Now, these changes mean there'll be no travel restrictions if you are a vaccinated Australian entering or leaving the country. However, unvaccinated travellers will still be required to go into hotel quarantine for that fortnight and pay for their own quarantine as well. Australia have also said they will not implement a red light, green light system of approved and banned countries, similar to what the UK have done and a lot of the EU. Basically, Australians, once they're vaccinated and the borders open, they can go where they want to and when they want to, provided the countries where they're travelling to will allow them to. While travel into Australia for foreigners is not open just yet at this point, and they've not announced a time frame for it, the Australian government are still in discussions, and hopefully a timeline will be announced for foreigners to enter Australia in the coming weeks. Obviously, once we have that, then we'll bring it to you straight here on the show. And last thing, though, we have had, obviously, since this announcement yesterday, we've had loads of inquiries at Blue Marine Travel with regards to the flight schedule. Just to let people know, as of this time at the moment, the flight schedules are not reflecting what Australia have said. So flights at this moment in time are still chock-a-block. There's no added seats being put on just yet. However, we do expect this to change in the next week or two.
Well, that's good news, especially considering the season and we're coming up, you know, Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas. It's that time of year again. So it's good news that, you know, this is going to change for the Australian crew shortly.
It is. I mean, it's been 18 months, you know, and at least the last 10 of those months for Australian crew to get home, it's just been almost impossible, you know, with fares rising up to tens of thousands of dollars. I mean, that's the reality of what they've been having to pay just to get back into their own country. So I can't understate how big a deal this is. Their borders are actually going to finally be reopened, you know, obviously in the next month or so.
Good. And there's some good news for the Croatians.
Yeah, as discussed previously on this show, Croatia was going to become part of the visa waiver program to enter the USA. This past week, we saw the official announcement from the White House. Now, starting from December the 1st this year, Croatians will be able to travel to the US visa-free for up to 90 days at a time with only a travel authorization. This will be valid for purposes such as tourism and business. The travel authorization can be applied for online and is usually instantaneous with a confirmation that the ESTA has been granted. However, we do recommend any Croatian crew looking to get an ESTA to allow at least 72 hours prior to travel, just in case there are any initial issues in the early days with the new procedures that are in place for Croatians. So make sure you get in a little bit earlier than you normally would, but they're supposed to come back instantaneous. But like we say, probably leave yourself at least 72 hours just in case there are any hiccups. Once the ESTA is granted, it is valid for multiple entries and for a period of 2 years as well.
Good, good. And Ireland?
Yeah, so this is quite good for Irish crew, actually. Irish citizens who have been fully immunised against the coronavirus outside of Ireland will also be able to obtain the European Union Digital Certificate. On September the 29th, the country's government launched the online portal through which Irish passport holders can apply to validate their vaccination by obtaining an EU vaccination certificate. Now, according to the announcement from Ireland's government, all applications from persons aged 18 and older and who hold a valid Irish passport and prove that they have been vaccinated with one of the following vaccines will definitely be accepted. Now, you have to have been vaccinated with either the Pfizer BioNTech, the Moderna vaccine, the Oxford AstraZeneca, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. So you have to have one of those four. And if you're an Irish passport holder older than 18 and you've been jabbed out of the country, you can apply to get the EU digital COVID. It's irregardless of where you got the vaccine from. So it doesn't matter what country you got it from, whether that be India, the US, France, anywhere, provided you've had one of those four jabs, then you can get the EU digital COVID certificate.
Great news. Great news. Now, New Zealand has some good news, finally.
Well, not really good news. This is probably the one story that's not good news. The only thing that I would probably say is good about this is it tends to make me believe that they're going to be opening their borders soon, because Air New Zealand have introduced a no jab, no fly policy for international travellers. Basically, the policy change will come into effect on February the 1st next year, from which point any traveller aged 18 or over on the international network of flights will have to be fully vaccinated. The policy will apply to all inbound and outbound international passengers. Anyone who is unvaccinated would need to provide proof they couldn't be vaccinated only for medical reasons, or they will be denied boarding on any of the Air New Zealand flights. Air New Zealand are also set to announce in the next fortnight whether the policy will be carried over to domestic flights within the country as well.
See, once again, we've said this before. Well, I've said this before. I'm not going to put that on you. But vaccination or not, you can still carry it. So, and they're saying February. So, yep. You know, that's quite a ways away still, you know, this. So I don't see anything changing very much in New Zealand for a while. And once again, you know, they should just be testing before anybody gets on, vaccinated or not. It just means that people are safe. And I think that's up to people to make sure they're safe. That's your own rights to make sure you're safe. And I'm fully vaccinated. So, but in order to make sure other people are safe, I think you just need a test before you board a plane to make sure you're not carrying it onto that plane.
Yeah. Well, this is in regards to Air New Zealand, the airline themselves. The actual government this week for New Zealand have come out and said that anybody who is not vaccinated from the 1st of November will not be allowed entry into the country as well.
Wow. The gift that keeps on giving.
Ah, indeed. Fun times.
And New Zealand has actually taken, I think, the strongest stand pretty much straight across the face of the planet, hasn't it?
They have. I think we're probably with Australia announcing that they're going to be reopening their borders next month, I think we're probably one of the last countries that have, we're still shut down, you know. We're not allowing people in, or very few people in, should I say. Again, seafarers with the MIQ system that we talked about, you know, it's either last week or the week before, where you've got 37,000 people finding out for 3,000 beds in MIQ. That's the reality of how harsh New Zealand have gone with regards to COVID. And, you know, they've still not got a plan in place with regards to the borders opening.
And that's not looking to change anytime soon, is it?
No, you were probably looking into the start of 2022, that's for sure.
You know, who knew? At the end of 2019, we were hearing these this buzz about this virus out of China, but I don't think the world in general really actually grasped what would happen. And here we are, you know, 3 years later almost, and it's still affecting our daily lives.
It's crazy. I can remember when we at work, you know, when we sort of first heard about it, and I'll happily put my hands up. I was quite glib about the whole thing. It's like, you know, pass over, it'll be fine. And like you say, you know, we find ourselves 2.5 years later, borders are still closed. You know, you're talking about countries being locked down for like 18 months or whatever. Honestly, I never thought it would happen.
Well, I got to say that I did, because I'm quicker than you. but I did actually. I think it was beginning of January. I went into my local pharmacy and I said, you know, what's going on with this? What do you think? Is this going to be an issue? And they kind of looked at me and smiled a bit and just didn't really say much. And I think at that stage, I realized that this was going to be something that we were all going to have to deal with. That and, you know, just wandering around town, we did see people wearing masks, which was odd. And obviously, they were of Asian descent. They looked Chinese from, you know, with the mask on, they looked Chinese. So, you know, when you see that and you put two and two together, you sort of assume that maybe this is something that we have to pay attention to.
Yeah. And here we are 3 years later, like you say.
It's a new world. It's a new world. So crew questions this week.
So we've received a question from a crew member who's wanting to know if direct flights from India to Canada have restarted. They have been off the table since, I think it was March this year, February or March this year. They were suspended. Now, I don't have the name on email, I'm afraid, but the good news is that the direct flights between India and Canada have restarted as from the beginning of last week. However, that being said, there are strict rules on what must be done prior to travel. Now, passengers must obtain a pre-departure negative COVID-19 test result from the laboratory situated at Delhi's international airport. So you cannot get it from anywhere else. It has to be from the specific laboratory at Delhi's international airport.
Smart.
Very clever, isn't it? Yes. Now, that lab will conduct the test within 18 hours of departure. It has to be 18 hours before departure. And the passenger must present the test result and a lab-issued QR code to check-in staff at Delhi. Now, anyone who doesn't have these details will be refused boarding and a traveller will not be able to go.
Well, I mean, that's the way it should be done, right? And I mean, with India having been a hotbed in the past 6 months, I think it's a good idea. But I mean, just anywhere in the world before you get on a plane, take a test, make sure that you don't have COVID, and then fly and have fun.
Like we said, you know, how quick you can get tests turned around now, you know, it really shouldn't be an issue for airports or airlines or whoever to put this procedure and policy in place, to be honest with you.
Exactly. But I'm not queen of the world yet. You could all start a petition. I'm just saying, you could start a petition and I could be queen of the world. But it would have to have, like, I don't know, we have like billions of people on this planet. So like at least 10 signatures.
A whole 10. We might struggle, to be honest with you, but we'll try.
I know, you probably would. You know, Rhea for queen of the world.
Yeah. Let's get it trending.
I'd have to pay people. I'll give you 10 bucks, man. Sign it. And then I'd be able to pay like 3, and then I'd be broke, and that would be it, right?
There you go. The dream is finished.
I go to bed every night and dream of being queen. I think that's the closest I'm going to be. Lee, as always, it's been a pleasure, and thank you for the good news this week.
Yeah, I know. It feels good, doesn't it, to actually be able to bring good news. So there seems to be honest with you, there seems to be more good news than bad news this last month or so. So I'm touching wood, and I'm going to hope it's going to carry on.
Yeah, I'm touching wood as well. I have to say that crew travel is brought to you weekly by Blue Marine Travel, who haven't lost a passenger since Lee and I were born back in the late 1900s, which is a good thing.
It's a very good thing. It was the best time.
Yes, yes. Oh, God, the late 1900s were like epic.
If you can remember them.
Yeah, I can remember them.
I think. Just. Yeah, just.
Yeah, and it wasn't because I'm that old. It was because I was having so much fun.
Yeah. Let's not go into too much detail on that, I think.
No, actually, I had my fun in the 80s. I was just a wee one in the late 1900s. My fun started in the late 80s. So it's true. Yours too. Lee, I look forward to seeing you every single week. I'm going to make sure to include all of your details below this interview when it airs, because of course on LinkedIn you have countless, actually most of this information I already knew already because I follow you on LinkedIn. And so it's great to see. I knew all about India and to Canada, et cetera, et cetera. So if you are planning on traveling anytime in the next little while, definitely follow Lee on LinkedIn, because whatever questions you may have, the answers will pop up there, whether or not you ask them. So yeah, you've been watching another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. We'll see you again next week.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, we're boarding passengers seated in zones E and F.